This episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship is brought to you by Secure Give, the leading provider of safe and simple giving software for churches and charities that can be implemented through kiosks, online, mobile app, and text-to-give options. It's designed to grow your giving, save you time, and reach more people. Learn more at securegive.com. Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello and welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. I am your host, Chris Brown. Excited about today. We are celebrating our 1 year anniversary. We're actually doing it all week. And so if you've missed the last two episodes on Monday and Tuesday, be sure to check those out. One of those episodes on Monday featured our special guest, Dave Ramsey, was in studio. And we're just kind of breaking down the last year. It has been a blast. And so we're celebrating what God has done. But we're celebrating what God has done, not here at Ramsey Solutions, but what God has been doing in your life. We're celebrating you. Because at the end of the day, we can give some guidance, but you're the one who walks to the mailbox and mails that debt payment. You're the one who clicks on that payment button. You guys are rocking. So we're celebrating you all week. Again, so far we've had Dave Ramsey as our guest, and we've heard some tremendous testimonies from our listeners. 1 year ago today, we began True Stewardship. And of course, I know you hear me talk about producer Bob and Amanda, our call screener and associate producer, but later on in the show, we're going to have a kind of a studio roundtable with myself, with Bob, with Amanda. And what we're going to do is we're going to chat all about this first year. And I want to know what it's been like from their perspective. So it'll be a lot of fun. But first, let's get started with our first caller. Our first caller is coming in from Rock Hill, South Carolina. This is Michael. Michael, how are you?
Doing well, Chris. How about yourself?
Oh, I am doing very, very well. Now, earlier in the year, we featured your email, and you'd started listening last fall, and you began coasting into Baby Step 2, and you were kind of shut off to this whole idea, and you needed to sell a home to get out of debt. And then you asked some questions, and I answered them, and kind of you got moved into action and got inspired a little bit. So tell us a little bit about your story. Catch us up to date. What's the latest?
A couple of years ago, my wife and I moved from North Carolina down to South Carolina, and we left a home in North Carolina. The whole mindset for me was, you know, let's hang on to that home. Let's, you know, use it as a rental property, even though it had a mortgage attached to it. And I'd be a good investment for us. And then just started listening to your show last fall. And then some things that, two things really that you said over a course of several shows that really got used to just kind of move me in a totally different direction than I thought I was going to go. One thing was, you know, is that rental home, is that investment stealing your joy? Is it something, you know, that you're waking up every day having to think about, worrying about if the renters are moving out, if the repairs are needed. And then the other step of that was, you know, if you didn't have that rental home right now, would you turn around and go and buy it? And obviously for us, the answer was no. And so, you know, living paycheck to paycheck, kind of, you know, we're still, you know, living by our means. But, man, it's really been a blessing and a turnaround for us. To be able to get that property off our hands this past January.
Well, that's awesome. So how did that improve your financial position? I mean, you had this mortgage weight on your hands, and now that's off. But, you know, the numbers look a lot better for you now, huh?
Yeah, much better. Because I'd owned that home for, you know, 8 to 10 years. Mm-hmm. There was some financial gain there that we were able to turn around and you know, give us a good emergency fund, give us, you know, 3 to 6 months living, then we turned around and were able to make some retirement investments, something that, we were really, you know, for our age and stuff, we felt like we were pretty far behind in.
Mm-hmm.
And so literally within a month, within one decision, we turned around and jumped three baby steps immediately. And now we're going into baby step number six.
Wow, that is intense. Now you're on baby step six. How much more do you got to pay off that primary mortgage?
The primary, we're at about 117 right now.
So what would be your advice for folks who are in a similar situation and they've got to take some action? What would you tell them?
I would say just trust God. You know, obviously, as your show says, that, you know, God's word, when it comes to our finances, is the best place that we can go, even though, you know, a lot of times we personally think maybe some other directions and decisions and maybe things that we've even, a mindset that we've inherited, could be the right, you know, thing. But really, you know, sometimes God just calls us to trust him, and sometimes he's going to stretch us. And when we take that step of faith and do that, God always comes through on his end. You know, he's not like us, and, you know, he's always going to be faithful and true to his word. And it does give you a spirit of freedom, a spirit of, you know, to be able to move through those baby steps one step at a time. And as you get closer and closer, you know, to the last one where, you know, Lord willing, we'll be able to, you know, turn around and bless others, you know, more than we ever have. You know, it's exciting, not only now, but, you know, for times to come as well.
That is so cool. Well, we are cheering you on, and we're excited for you. And we're very blessed by you calling in and kind of sharing your story. So thank you for modeling this, managing God's blessings, God's way for God's glory in your life. I'm very excited for you and for your family. And again, we really appreciate the call.
Well, Chris, appreciate you guys. Appreciate your whole team. And we're celebrating this 1 year anniversary with you guys. God bless.
Thank you, Michael. Well, man, what an incredible call that was. Man, such an honor to, you know, to do life with you all in this True Stewardship community. And very, very cool stuff.
We know that church leaders have big vision to impact lives, but usually don't have enough resources to make it happen. So if you can make it easier to create a culture of generosity in your church, wouldn't you do it? Secure Give is a leading provider of safe and simple giving software that can be implemented through kiosks, online, mobile app, and text-to-give options. It also has direct integration with the most popular church management systems, allowing automatic reconciliation. Nearly one-third of the top 100 churches in the U.S. use Secure Give. It's designed to grow your giving, save you time, and reach more people. Learn more at securegive.com.
You are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and I'm your host, Chris Brown. Well, the next thing on the agenda that I would love for us to celebrate together, there was one call that we received a while back, and it was from Chris in Lafayette, Louisiana, and just in a really tough time in their life. And today I wanted to share it with you. Let's take a listen.
The journey started a long time ago. My wife and I have 5 children. And we always just accepted it as a fact that, you know, hey, we have 5 kids, so of course we're not going to have money. Even though we had, you know, above average income, I changed jobs. My family had to move. And then right after we moved, my wife had a near-fatal illness, and it kind of scared everybody. We found ourselves back in debt from hospital bills, and it was very discouraging because our debt went right back up to where we started. It was just a bad time in all of our lives. But then about, you know, a couple of months ago, I started listening to your podcast, and something shifted in me. Got rid of all credit cards. We stopped borrowing money. That opened my eyes. We redid the budget. We looked at every way we could cut expenses, and we really accelerated our debt payments. Now, instead of saying we have, you know, years left to pay, I can now talk about it in months.
Wow.
And now we're seeing the end of the road, and it's giving us hope again, and it's giving us, you know, joy again.
All right, Chris. Well, we are still cheering you on there in Lafayette, and man, just such an honor to hear from you, and hope to hear from you more and more in the future. We got our next call lined up. Number's 866-357-3283. And this call comes in from Madison, Wisconsin. This is Beth. Beth, how are you?
Hi, Chris. Thanks for taking my call. I'm great. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing very, very well. Now, you wrote earlier in the year to us, and you'd said that you'd done some homework that I had suggested by writing down the blessings that as a steward of God, the blessings in your life. And tell us a little bit about that, because you actually did it. You went out and wrote out, you know, the blessings in your life. Tell us a little bit about it.
I did. That whole week, actually, your show, I try to tune in every morning after I get my kids off to school. And that whole week, I had had a couple powerful things that had happened with your show. I work as a nurse, and I had finished my PM weekend shift. It was a very grueling weekend at work. And the low light was a very upsetting interaction that I had had with a coworker. And I came home Sunday night very upset, hadn't slept good all night, got back up the next morning really exhausted and drained and upset. And I was just feeling like, why am I doing this? And I packed the kids off to school, and I turned on your podcast that Monday morning to listen to as I was washing the dishes. And you had done an episode called We Worship Through Our Work, and you quoted Rabbi Lapin saying, money is not why we work, it's a consequence of why we work. We work in order to serve God's other children. And then you went on to say, as I'm washing the dishes, next time that less than enjoyable coworker comes up to you and says something that's less than enjoyable to hear, you can remember we're serving others.
Yeah.
And I just looked up from the dish that I was washing like a lightning bolt had hit me. And none of the situations that were bothering me had changed, but the lens through which I was using to look at it had changed.
Wow.
And so, you know, then later that same week on that Friday, you had done that episode about managing all the things that God has given us to steward. And there was the assignment to write them down, and I did it. And I stuck it up on my fridge, and it's still there. And it just really inspires me to remember the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing each day. And it really keeps me focused. So I just want to let you know that your words helped lift me up. You had the perfect message at the very perfect time. And I'm sure that you have that happen for a lot of your listeners, and you never even know. So I just wanted to say thank you very much.
Oh, my goodness. That is so awesome. I mean, the message is timeless. You know, God's scripture is timeless. And so you are relaying back to me, and now my application of what you said back to me, it applies to me in a different way today. Folks, we can listen to things all the time. It doesn't have to be this show. It could be other shows, but it's in the application where we see life change. It's when you actually do something with it. And the word, the Bible tells us that in the book of James, to be doers of the word. And obviously you've done that, and that's where you saw the breakthrough. So Beth, we are excited for you, and thank you so much for calling in.
No, thanks for being there. Keep doing what you do.
Thanks, Beth.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, guys, we're in studio. We're listening to your testimonies. We're taking your calls, celebrating our one-year anniversary. I cannot believe it's been a year already. And it's been awesome to hear so many incredible stories like Beth's. And we're hearing that the principles that we talk about on the show, they're not my principles. They're not Rabbi Lapin's principles, like she just mentioned, but they're biblical principles, and they work. And the classes and books, they teach you and they guide you through how to steward your money. And obviously, we just saw our relationships and our perspective as well. They've helped so many people, and we want them to help you too. So there's a new deal in the stewardship.com store this week to celebrate. We've got some amazing deals on some of our favorite products. Just use the code HOPE when you go to check out. Again, use the promo code HOPE at stewardship.com.
We appreciate you joining us today for Chris Brown's True Stewardship. This week, we're celebrating our one-year anniversary, and we want to celebrate you. We want to hear your questions and your success stories, every story from your smallest milestone to your biggest victory. Email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call us at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And leave us a voicemail. We are celebrating our one-year anniversary this week on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. And now, a word from Ramsey personality, Chris Hogan.
Chris Brown, I want to congratulate you on your one-year anniversary. You guys are doing an incredible job. You and Bob really focusing in on the stewardship aspect, and it is so vital to what we're doing, what we're trying to help America to do. And it's so very important. I remember first meeting you and thinking, this guy, he's got this baby face. I don't know. Does he shave yet? I don't even know if he can shave yet. I don't know if it's legal. And then getting a chance to talk to you, man, and seeing your heart, you are a good guy. You are a guy that has a heart for people, and you have a heart for the church. And it's so much of an honor to have you as a part of our team, as a Ramsey personality, being focused and dedicated in helping people understand exactly what true stewardship means. And so I just want to congratulate you, tell you thank you for your focus and your effort, and I want to thank your listeners as well. All the people out there that have downloaded and are plugged in to this show, just thank you all. Thank you for supporting what we're trying to do. Thank you for your help and support with Chris Brown on this show. Your questions, I've had an opportunity to be in on the show a few times, and just the passion and the heart that all of you listeners have. And I just want to tell you all thank you, and keep up the good work. Here's to another 5, 10, 15 years of helping people understand what true stewardship means. You always have a brother here with Chris Hogan, and I'm looking forward to helping many, many people retire inspired.
Well, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. I am your host, Chris Brown. And at the beginning of this broadcast, I kind of teased out there that we were going to have a conversation with our producer, Bob Borquez, and our associate producer, Amanda Rogers, and I wanted to get their perspective on this first year. I talked to them a little bit off the air, and I loved their insight, and I wanted you guys to hear a little bit more about their perspective. So Bob, Amanda, they have actually come on the other side of the glass. Guys, how you doing? Are you guys surviving over here on this side of the glass?
Yeah. This is fun. I like this side of the glass.
It's a whole other world.
Yes, guys.
Everything's better here. The water's better. The smell's nicer. I love this.
Hey, guys, I wanted to ask you a question about here in the one-year anniversary. What's it been like from your perspective? You've been able to listen in to all the calls and all that kind of stuff. How has this last year shaped you?
I think that what has shaped me the most is just hearing from callers, reading emails from all over the country, and just really hearing people's hearts, their problems, some calls that, you know, that don't even make it to, you know, the show, people that I talk to where, you know, I think that for me, you know, my perspective is unique is that I get to, you know, speak with them before they come on the show. And when people call, they have sometimes very, you know, simple questions and sometimes very deep questions. But I think that my perspective is that, you know, all the people that I talk to, whether I, you know, read their emails or I listen to them on the phone, they all are trying to, you know, they're all on a journey. They're all trying to reach the goal of either being financially free, healing a relationship, something, you know, they're all on a journey of some type.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've been able to hear you on the phone several times and just the spirit that you have. And Bob, I think it's interesting that you said that a lot of calls don't get to me.
Yeah.
And so that explains a lot why I keep getting these emails saying that people want to talk to Amanda.
They do, yeah. Because she'll be on the phone with them, Chris, for 20 minutes.
That is not true.
And it'll be like, she's solving their problems. And like by the end of it, they only need a couple of minutes with you to wrap it up.
I'm telling you.
It's awesome.
Folks, do you just use calling into the show to talk to Amanda? Is that what this is?
That's what's really going on here.
Oh, now I figured it out. Amanda Rogers, True Stewardship. Here we go. Well, very cool. Bob, how about you? How has the last year been for you?
It has been awesome from the beginning, and I'm going to start with the real basic stuff. Remember when you started, we're like, Chris, pick up the energy, you know, and you'd be like, hello, folks, this is Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and it'd be like, and then we'd no, calm it down. Well, hello, folks, this is Chris Brown, and finally, you know what we figured out? You just needed to be yourself,
there
and
you
it's
go.
Awesome. You're awesome the way you are, and this is how people love you, and it's so cool to see that, and then to see the stewardship community grow, and all these people that are getting hope, and we're here because we love our listeners. We're here because we want to serve them.
Mm-hmm.
Our listeners are really cool too.
Yes.
I love our listeners. They're really nice, mm-hmm. and they're really sweet, and they listen, and they really want to learn. It's so cool.
Do y'all hear what Bob's saying about you? Hey, listen, you guys, a lot of you ask, how do you stay in a good mood all the time? There you go, right there. Bob Borquez, constant encouragement. I don't know how much of it I believe, but that's cool. It's all good. I receive it today, that's for sure. Now, if I were to ask you both, what's your favorite thing about the show? If you had to pick one, besides me, of course, but
yeah.
Anything else about the show that's your favorite?
I love it when people call and just to hear the relief in their voice when they know that you're going to answer the question, or even if, you know, maybe the timing doesn't work out for them to actually be a caller on the show and I can just pray with them, or just when I hear that sense of hope in their voice, I know that we have served them, and I know that God is honored in that, and I know that that the purpose of what we're doing here day in and day out is being fulfilled.
Yeah.
And when I hear, you know, that hope come back to their voice, when I hear the relief and, oh, I'm so glad, you know, you guys called back, or I'm so glad that, you know, you got my email. I love to hear that, because I just think this is why we do this.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. That's one of my favorite things about the show as well, is the, you know, that's the same thing that we see in a lot of the classes that we offer too. They're, you know, 1 week in the class or 2 weeks in the class. And many of you listening in, you've experienced that before, where your tone changes. You go from hopeless to hopeful. And it's just, it's fun for us being on the other side of the airwaves, being able to hear what that sound is like. And I've actually called it out a few times throughout the year, the tone of voice of somebody who, those of you who might be in $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 worth of debt, and the tone of voice of somebody who just paid off that debt, and the freedom that comes along with that. And so we really have enjoyed being part of your journey. Bob, what about you?
I love that we give people, we're not giving them Dave's truth or your truth. We're giving them God's truth.
Yes.
And I love it when you do that. Most people already kind of know what they want to do. They already know what they're supposed to do. But sometimes, being that there's wisdom in the counsel of many, sometimes they just need to hear it from somebody to confirm how to do step one, two, and three. And I love it when that happens at all. And you can hear it click. And you can hear them go, wow, this is cool. And the more authentic they are, the better.
Yeah.
They're not just saying, the retirement thing, which is good and important,
right?
But they're saying, you know what, there's really an issue here with my wife. She disagrees with me, or my mother, or my, and I like it when they're just being authentic and honest about their issues. And it's so fun to work through that and get deep with them. I love that.
Well, we're talking all about life change, and the life change that many of you listening in have experienced over the last year. And I guess I want to ask you, Bob and Amanda, how was this show? Think about who you were as a person a year ago, who you are as a person now. How has this show changed you?
I honestly think that I have been encouraged more in the past year than I have, because honestly, the people that write in and say, you know, thank you so much for this content, thank you so much for that guest who gave me such applicable lessons for my life, I was encouraged. And that, when I know that God's truth through our guests, through the time that we spend on the phone or answering emails, when I know that that is reaching people, that encourages me. And just to hear, as a person who is waist deep in baby step two herself with my family, when I hear people call in and say, we have a story, and we're going to say, you know, we're going to tell Chris that we have paid this off, or we've saved up baby step one, and, or, you know, as I've heard through an email, my wife and I just did our first budget. When I hear those kind of successes, that encourages me in my financial journey. And I just feel so much more encouraged. I feel like just even by working with the show, with this team, working with you especially, and of course, Bob as well, I feel like I am stewarding not just my finances, but I am looking at every part of my life as, am I being a good steward of my children, of my marriage, you know, at church. And so it helps me to have, I have a different lens, you know, by which I view everything.
That's huge.
It is. And Chris, I'm older than you, much older. But,
folks, yes. Much.
But man, I think about my life and all the mistakes I made and all the things I did wrong. If I'd had somebody like you in my life 30 years ago, my life would be different, completely different.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm listening to you with some regret in my own heart. And I'm like, oh man, if I just paid attention and if I'd learned these truths many, many, many years ago. So it's a blessing to me. Now I can, yesterday I took my son out for a little talk, had coffee, and said, you know, you're in college, you're doing this, you're be careful.
Yeah.
Just do it right.
Yeah.
But you're now, Chris, being a blessing to me, to my wife, to my family, to my siblings, to everybody I know. You are a great blessing to us.
That's very kind. Well, I wanted to make sure that in this episode that you all listening in got to hear straight from Bob and Amanda. They've been putting in a lot of hard work behind the scenes, along with about 30 or 40 other people that are working on this show.
Big team.
And they are doing just a fantastic job, and I wanted you to hear straight from their heart. That's the heartbeat of the show. You heard Amanda saying she's right there in the middle of baby step two right now, and so she feels the pain. And I've been there. Bob has been there before. We've been in these spots before. We feel it, and we know it, and we can relate to it for sure. So, Bob and Amanda, just let me, on behalf of the True Stewardship community, I just want to say thank you that you guys are killing it, and you are definitely stewarding your giftings in a very powerful way.
Thank you, Chris. We love being here. We love what we do, and we have fun every day.
It's an honor.
Well, folks, you heard a little bit about the heartbeat of this show right there from our producer and associate producer, Bob Borquez and Amanda Rogers. Folks, it has been an absolute treat over the last year, and we pray if you just found us on the dial or found us on iTunes or stewardship.com that you would stick around, that you would hear more and more about the show, because as Bob and Amanda so eloquently said, is it changes your lens, the way you look at life, because we are not the owners. We are the managers. God bless you.